Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Praise the Lord. So good to connect with you again, brothers and sisters. We salute everyone. The fasting is racing to an end. And we thank God for the grace that He has given us to fast. Today, I'm looking at a very, very dear topic to my heart. How to be effective in 2020. How to be effective. Help me greet my husband and greet your brothers and sisters. How to be effective in 2020. For 2 days, Pastor Ben have been speaking about the Holy Spirit, and something stood out very much for me. When Jesus came, the only way John the Baptist was to recognize who the Savior is, the one that he has been told about, is that this person that's going to come, a dove, he'll recognize it by a dove. A dove will sit on him. And in my mind, I was wondering, how did Jesus host a dove? And he was walking about, and the dove did not fly away. How did he do that? He must have been very conscious that there was a dove on his shoulder. If we're going to be very effective in 2020, we must be conscious of the dove. This time, he's not on our shoulder, but we are his residence, we are his address, we are God's address. So let's just be conscious. Let us become more aware. And the practical way that you can be aware is just imagine that while you're going shopping, while you're abusing your children, while you're cursing out your colleague, just remember that the dove is sitting on your shoulder in 2020. That's how you're going to be aware. Choir, that song you sing, let us become more aware of your presence. That's the most practical way to remember it. Oh, if you can't remember that the Holy Spirit is inside you, just say, I'm hosting the dove. I'm carrying the dove. I don't want him to be uncomfortable. So I'm going to walk with that awareness that the dove is with me. John chapter 16, verse 7, Amplified Version. We're still on the Holy Spirit. So, however, I'm telling you nothing but the truth. When I say it is profitable, good, the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the advocate, the intercessor, the strengthener, John chapter 16, verse 7, Amplified. The strengthener, the standby will not come to you, will not come into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. Say close fellowship with me. Say close fellowship with me. One of the indicators that Jesus is the Messiah is that as he left, the Holy Spirit came. He said, I will send you the Holy Spirit. And he actually made good that promise the moment he left. What is his job? If you understand his job, it will make you very efficient and very effective on earth. There are two experiences that happen to you when you give your life to Christ. The first experience is the born-again experience. When you get born again, the Holy Spirit actually comes inside you. But that Holy Spirit that comes inside you is for bearing fruits. It's called fruits of the Spirit. All right? The Holy Spirit will come inside you to enable your human spirit to bear fruit. That fruit your human spirit will bear is what we will see. If you're praying in tongues, you don't go on the streets praying in tongues. But we can look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit that your system, we can look at you and say, ah, this person looks like the Holy Spirit, without putting it in those words. The second experience is the experience that empowers you to to begin to operate supernaturally, the first experience is that you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit came. The second experience is the one for empowerment. So the first experience is what John chapter 4, where Jesus was telling the Samaritan woman about the well. Then the second experience is John chapter 7, where Jesus will say, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So the first experience is to for you. The second experience is to nourish other people. However, when you get born again and you have the second experience of empowerment, it's not enough. Again and again, the Bible says, do not be filled with wine, but be filled, where in essence, be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's actually a continuous process, something that is supposed to happen all the time. So technically, the Holy Spirit is inside you. This person that is inside you, I want to describe who he is and what he does. Number one, he's called a helper. A helper is someone that gives you assistance or gives you support. On earth, you need support, you need assistance. That's the help of, that's the job of the Holy Spirit. And most times, it's easier that when something is happening around you, to remember to ask everybody and not ask the Holy Spirit. So remember today that one of the ways you'll be effective on earth is the awareness that the helper is inside me. Holy Spirit, help me. So for those of us who are young, who are writing exams, instead of asking your friend to help you, ask the Holy Spirit way before that exam comes, that please help me and show me. The Holy Spirit is your advocate. He's the one who pleads your case in before a tribunal or a judicial system. So in case you are involved in a case where they are lying against you, or the things that are due to you is not given to you, it is time to ask the Holy Spirit to help you do this. Advocate for me. Now, Jesus is your advocate in heaven. The Holy Spirit is your advocate on earth. If you have two people speaking for you, one in heaven, another one on earth, I don't see how you will fail in life. So I declare over you the awareness that you are not alone in the name of Jesus. The third one is the Holy Spirit is your intercessor. He's the one that reconciles. He intervenes between you and the Father. It means to block the thing. He intervenes between you and the Father so that there will be reconciliation. I hope you know that you are not the one that gave your life to Christ, that he told you, he convinced you, he convicted you. We're going to get to that point. That he is your strengthener. He's the one that makes you very strong. He is your standby. He's the one that you will rely on. If you have a generator at home and light goes off, what do? Put on the generator. The generator is your standby. So at no point are you stranded in life. As a believer, as a Christian, I want you to know, at no point are you stranded. You have a helper, you have an intercessor, you have an advocate, you have a standby to take Igbo. You need to. That awareness, Holy Spirit, that communion, that fellowship, that dialogue continues to strengthen you. So your strength does not come from the people you know. Your strength comes from who is on the inside. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So you can be 40 and have the strength of a 20-year-old. You can be, how many of you were in church when Bako did that assignment, that exercise? How many of us have tried to do repeat exercise? Dr. Bako is almost 70 or has crossed 70. I went for a training, and that morning I was just very tired. I was almost dozing off in class. And Dr. Bako said, oh, you know you can hop on one spot. Dr. Bako stood on one spot. He finished. I say, Kay, can you? I say, Daddy, I'm coming. The Spirit of the Lord is our strengthener. In those areas where you don't have strength, in those maybe even character issues, maybe things, areas where you are not bold, the Spirit of God is your strengthener. So we're going to go further to look at some things that we looked at on Sunday. Those scriptures, we're going to take them again in another dimension. When I started teaching on Sunday, the thing spiraled out of my hand and went somewhere else. So, what can the Holy Spirit, how can he help you to be effective on earth? Psalm 33 verse 6. The Holy Spirit can help you to be effective using what he did in Psalm 33 verse 6. He says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all their host by the breath of his mouth. The material world is made with the combination of two things, the word of God and that same combination. And how did we give our lives to Christ? The combination of the word of God and the breath of God. I want you to look at the structure in Nigeria and ask ourselves, is there anything we want to create? All of us are co-creators with God. In Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 1, he said, the son of man, stand by your feet and I will speak. He said, while he was speaking to me, the spirit entered me. Each time the word of God goes, it goes with the spirit of God. And everyone who is born again, you have that impartation. He said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. I've told you this story severally. They were doing a concert and two people were going to recite, the Lord is my shepherd. But by the time he finished, they all stood up and gave him a rousing ovation. And they called a little boy in the children's church, as it were, who came and recited, the Lord is my shepherd. By the time he was done, everybody started crying. What is the difference? One has the expertise. The other one has the breath. But you can combine the two together. This thing I'm doing now, I can do it without the breath. There are motivational speakers who are not born again. There are professors who do not have the breath of the Holy Spirit. The difference between a doctor who has the breath of the Holy Spirit and the doctor who does not have the breath of the Holy Spirit is that when the doctor who has the breath of the Holy Spirit is that before he opens someone up, he will first of all ask for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The difference between an engineer who has the Holy Spirit and the one who does not have the Holy Spirit, before the engineer is about to start constructing, he will ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. Because the world we are seeing, there is more to this world than we can ever see. One of my daughters that work in a construction company told me something. He said there are some forests or some rivers, when they want to go, they will bring some people who are not Nigerians. I won't mention the name of the country. But when they come and do some voodoo. So everybody in this world believes in something spiritual. But it is the contest that is the difference. The difference between a teacher who has the breath of the Holy Spirit, who has the breath of life, and a teacher upon the people. When he says, the word I speak to you, they are spirit, they are life, actually means when I speak, my word contains the will of God and the nature of God. So when the word hits you, it gets into you and creates what God wants, and also may every of your word carry impartation. Amen. I like your amen to thunder. May every of your word carry impartation. Amen. The Bible said they took handkerchief, aprons from the body of Peter, and those aprons were healing the sick because those aprons were carrying the breath of the Holy Spirit and the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, Holy Spirit is not just what we need inside this hall. No matter how long we stay in this hall, we stay 2 hours. The Holy Spirit is needed in everything we do. For a stay-at-home mom, or anybody who has, you have children who do not listen when you talk, when you are making their bed, take that bed and breathe upon it the breath of the Holy Spirit. Something will be created inside them. For a husband who does not listen, for a wife who does not spirit, the Holy Spirit is not just for preachers and then for apostles and then for prophets. No, the Holy Spirit is much more than that. We were in a conference where the service was going on and then the Spirit of the Lord, no physical person playing the keyboard, that's the Holy Spirit. I remember that they were carrying the body of Elijah, and while they were raiders came upon them. And they threw the body entered someone that had died, the person jumped back to life. Everybody who has the Spirit of God, you have the capacity and the ability to create something where there is nothing. Lift your hand, say, today, I will use my word well. Today, I declare, my words will work for me. Today, I declare, my word shall become a raw material in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, use my word and express the thought of the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. So everything we're going to create will come by the agency of the Word and the Spirit. Say the Word. Say the Spirit. And how do you do it? Fellowship, communication of the Spirit, dialogue, talking with the Holy Ghost, speaking with Him just like you would speak with a friend. The second thing, you want to be efficient and effective in 2020. The second thing you will do to be efficient is found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. When we look at our country, in the beginning, God created, prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. The next verse. The earth was without form and empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very deep, and the Spirit of the Lord was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. The Holy Spirit came in for the rehabilitation and the renovation of the world after creation. When you look at our country, again, we need rehabilitation. When we look at our country, we need renovation in this country. One day I went to a central hospital to go for a hospital visitation. I didn't know whether I was in the hospital or somewhere. I was asking, where are all the mattresses? They're all gone. Everywhere. We're not all going to run away from our country and become refugees in another country. You get your car, you drive a little bit. You don't know whether the car belongs to you or the car belongs to someone else. Someone has been driving that car and then they sent it to you. You bought it at Belgium. The person had driven it for almost 10 years before you bought it. And we barely would drive it for just 2 or 3 months. And then you start looking for the mechanic. The mechanic you are giving is not sure what is wrong. So the mechanic is using YouTube to check how to repair the car. So we need rehabilitation in this country. And listen to me, friends. The Holy Spirit in our lives is for the illumination of the world. The Holy Spirit did not come to us for us to begin to... Do you know how many sick people I healed today? Do you know? Do you know how many deaf ears I opened? All those ones are very good. But the Spirit of the Lord that came into us is to change our nation. He said, those who are turning inside us for us to influence gates and change cities. The Spirit of God inside us is inside us so that mothers will influence their children. Fathers will influence their families. When we leave church and you're a teacher and you influence those students. When if you're a musician, you are in a band, you influence those people because we are salt. Listen to me, the message of Christ will not leave the four walls of our churches until we practically go out and live out the things we have seen. Spiritual maturity is not accumulation of knowledge. Spiritual maturity is not quotable quotes. Spiritual maturity is the amount of things you can live out. Now that your beliefs have changed, we can't see it until we see you express something. We don't know whether your beliefs have changed until I see the way you talk to your mother. Until I see you disagree with your neighbor. We don't know whether you have changed, whether you can cure desert places. We don't know whether you are full of the Holy Spirit. Until someone does something or speaks to you in a manner that is not, that is below you, that does not befit you. How you address the person determines, tells us whether you have been rehabilitated, whether the Holy Spirit inside you have done something. The Holy Spirit came to the world and rehabilitated the entire world. Then again, it is the Word and the Spirit. The Word, the earth was in a bad shape. The Word of God went forth, and then the Spirit of the Lord went forth. And this same Holy Spirit is inside you, is inside me. He's inside us to do the same things that he did in the world. He said he was hovering over the waters. The things that were shapeless came back to life because they were influenced by the Holy Spirit. There are so many shapeless cultures around us. There are so many shapeless families. There are so many things that are out of shape where you are. God is not going to come down to make a difference. He's going to make a difference with our hands and our legs. May I say to you that you are the hand of Jesus. You are the leg of Jesus. You are the voice of Jesus. Nobody is going to know how Jesus is until they hear your voice. If Jesus is very, 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 very rash and harsh and very, 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 the Holy Spirit is inside you. He's not taking vacation. He's inside you to bring transformation. You are, that the Spirit of the Lord is going to use you to hover around the technology world, to hover around different aspects of our society. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not what you are achieving, it is what you are becoming. What you are becoming is much more than what you are achieving. I like to get married, but I like to become before I marry. Because what you become is what you carry forth. I had a meeting with the maturity team of the church today, and I said to them, listen, nobody's going to know how mature we are until we meet you. If you have short fuse, asking you to do it by yourself, it is the Holy Spirit inside you working with your cooperation. Me and you cooperating with him, that's how we will see rehabilitation. That's how we will see innovation. Now listen, many people believe that in Nigeria, it's difficult to see people who are honest. Many people believe that in this nation, say everybody is doing it. In fact, if you are married, it's almost becoming old-fashioned for you to be faithful to your wife. And someone can even be laughing at you and calling you a fool and call you woman rapper because you are faithful to your wife. It takes the Holy Spirit to remain sane in a world that is tumbling. If you are not married and you are not sleeping with the person with your fiancé, okay, your boy something, someone can completely convince you that you are out of order. It takes you to have this strong relationship with the Holy Spirit, where it is not what is happening around you that is controlling what is happening inside you. You are controlling the world from inside. The Spirit hovered over the formlessness, the shapelessness, the darkness that is around the world. You mustn't sound like them. You must not talk like them. It is the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The next one is the maintenance of living creatures. Everything that needs renovation in your physical body is the Holy Spirit. I've talked about things that need renovation in the world. Now let's talk about our own body. Psalm 104, King James. Psalm 104, verse 29. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are Psalm 104, verse 29. My healer. New King James. If you hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Hide not your face from me. Hide not your face. All you need to do is lift Jesus up. The Holy Spirit will illuminate the face of Jesus and the light will come to your heart. And when the light strikes your heart, you are in a different world. Is with you all the time. If you lose that awareness, some of us put a timer in our phone that every hour the phone will beep to remind you that though you prayed in the morning, still remember that God is with you. Because when that fellowship with the Holy Spirit is not there, you are helpless. So you must learn how to lift up your hands in utter helplessness and cast yourself on him and say, I cannot. I have no power of my own. If you hide your face, I will be troubled. If you hide your face, there will be no joy and laughter in my heart. That make it look as if there are big things. The moment your face is hidden, listen, he won't hide his face. You know what happens? We will forget that he is there. The next verse. Verse 30, please. You send forth your spirit, they are created. You renew the face of the earth. So whatever it is that needs to be renovated and recreated in your body, today in this meeting, we pray that the Spirit of the Lord will hover over here. And where there needs to be a change of lungs, a change in liver, muscles, bones, I'd like us to pray for everyone inside this sanctuary. When I was coming this morning, so we're going to pray for creative miracles, renovation. Is it the brain that needs to be touched? Is it the hands that need to be touched? Any part of your system that is getting old. If you jumped into menopause and you are not ready for, there can be a renewal. If you are yet to be married and you think you're racing towards menopause, I tell you the truth. He said he sent forth his word and he renewed the face of the earth. He can renew your age. He can renew your times. He can renew things. If human beings can go to doctors and doctors will use plastic surgery, someone that is so old will become so young. What about the Holy Spirit? Look at the principle and you renew the face of the earth. Lift up your hands. Say, renew me, O Lord. Renew everything in me. Renew everything in me. Holy Spirit, renew me. Renew my heart. Renew my vision. Renew right spirit in me. In the precious name of Jesus. Let's just bless him. Let's just bless him. And then we'll read the last one. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. John 16 verse 8. And renew right spirit within me. So there's a wrong spirit. There's a wrong attitude. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. See. If you make money and have bad attitude, it's not a testimony. If you make money and you still carry women, it's not a testimony. It's not a testimony. We do not have the personality or the attitude of Christ. Those two things don't make sense. The testimonies don't have root. Anybody can claim those testimonies. Someone can use crime and claim the same thing. Our testimony is not that we bought cars. Our testimony is not that we achieved something. Our testimony is that having bought all these things, our head is still in place. Am I talking to you? I love the song. It says, my head is spinning like a carousel for all the attention. He said, before my head is so big that I'm getting all the attention, that all the girls are calling me now, my fan base on social media, before it gets up, just hit my head. Just call me back to life. Let me not forget my... Let me remember that I'm not thriving because I'm very intelligent or I'm very connected. I'm thriving because the Lord helped me. It's the grace of God. He says, and when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. I love the scripture. The next verse, I love the scripture. Of sin because they do not believe in him. Ladies and gentlemen, when you became born again, it's not that you prayed so much. No. It's just that the mercy of God found you. That's the easiest way to put it. And when the Holy Spirit is convicting, he's not convicting you of the small things you are doing. No, that's not his voice convicting you. He's convicting you of your beliefs, your unbelief in the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. So nobody is going to go to hell because... Unbelievers, what is God judging them of? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? What do you believe about life? And when we tell you, take time and study the Bible, you're not studying the Bible for me. You are studying the Bible, you're meditating on the Word of God so that you can change how you see things, so that there will be new perspective. Listen, if there is knowledge and your perspective and my perspective is not changing because of the knowledge, we can be proud. If the perspective have changed and then our skill set is not impacted, nothing happened. If the skill set change, it should affect our character. We must go from glory to glory, from strength to strength. We mustn't remain the same way. So the Holy Spirit is interested in what you believe about everything. So consistently, we must keep asking ourselves, what do I believe about this? I remember someone I met. The father was very wealthy. The mother somehow had a lot of money and then impacted the husband. The husband became wealthy and made so much money. So the mother became like a stay-at-home mom. And then they were working together, and then they worked together, and then they worked again, and then they continued to work, and then she became the father, the boss's wife. So she was he was a cleaner. From cleaner, she became a secretary, but she didn't have any secretary. She just had broom skills, broom. broom skills. But the broom skills was very, very skillful that it now became wife skills. Eventually, this whole thing spiraled into the woman. The woman lost her life. Her daughter took a vow to have money so that this whole confusion will not repeat in my own life. May the Lord help us with our beliefs. Each time the husband is about to come into something strong. Now, nobody knew that this thing was happening. Something will happen and that thing will go off the hand. Each time the husband will come about, it happened again and again. And then we were in an inner healing conference. The Spirit of the Lord began to convict her and took her to the place where she took that vow. She began to weep. It was a conference, it was a workshop. She began to weep, ran out and said, oh, forgive me. I didn't know that this thing had been in my heart for this. From there, after that time, that husband that each time was going to come to a place of rest, something would just abort it. As if something was removed, he came into a place of comfort and rest. You see, our beliefs about life is important. And that's why the Holy Spirit is interested in checking. What do you believe about this? What do you believe about that? What you believe about God can stop your relationship with God. What you believe about Jesus can stop your relationship with him. What you believe about your pastor, about your nation, about everything around you is important. That's why when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict you of that thing. Say, Spirit of God, today I receive help. Spirit of the living God, I ask you to help me. There is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. My helper. Because there are some things I believe that are not good. I'm not even aware that I have those beliefs inside me. Because there are many things your spirit knows that your head is not aware. So I'm going about life with those beliefs inside me without knowing that this is what is frustrating the grace of God. Because the grace of God works with truth. It is truth and grace that embrace. Grace and lies don't work together. So if there are lies buried somewhere in my heart and then I'm calling for grace, those two don't stand in the same place. So the lies can frustrate the grace of God. You make the word of God of no effect because of your tradition. So the traditions of men can make the word of God not to work. That's why the job of the Holy Spirit is to convict you and convict me about lies that we have believed. We are trusting God that in these 14 days, that the Lord will show me the lies that I believe about him and about myself so that we can change. And then the last scripture is the next verse, verse 10. Verse 10. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Most times when we speak about Jesus, we put Jesus as a righteous man and then we put other people, maybe on class. You can't compare him with anybody. So the Holy Spirit makes you to see Jesus for who he is. The Holy Spirit makes you to understand Jesus. He puts the light in your heart to know without a trace of doubt that you can't take Jesus and then compare him. You can't compare him with Mahagandhi. You can't compare him with Mandela. No, he is righteous on his own. He is the righteousness of God, and it is that gift of righteousness that God has given you. So you're not praying for righteousness because you have received the righteousness of God. There is imputed righteousness, there is experiential right. Now that you have received something, he said, walk out yourself, not walk on. There are two different things. Walk out, not walk on. Walk on is different from walk out. It means the thing that have been put inside you. Verse 11, of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Who was judged on the cross? Not Jesus, the prince of this world. So, may I say to you that the prince of this world has already been judged. So, all you need to do is to stand and declare the sentence. By his stripes, we are healed. We stand to declare that healing is sure. We declare that we can't fail. Because the prince of this world has been judged. We can't die before our time. The prince of this world has been judged. We declare that whatever it is that stopped my father and my mother can't stop me. Because on the cross, we saw that the king of this world, the prince of this world was judged. Jesus went to the cross. And when you look at it, what did the father do? Everything that you're supposed to go through in life, he took all of them and placed it on Jesus and then judged him there. So whatever it is that is running in your bloodline has already been judged. So you have a right to stand and say, you cannot continue to operate in my bloodline. It is illegal for you to be there. Am I speaking to someone? Oh, Ramachandra, you have a right to that. You have a right to say, if this thing has happened severally, if it happened in my mother's time, happened in my father's time, I'm standing to say enough is enough, because it has been judged on the cross. The Holy Spirit has shown me of judgment. Now, most times when we judge people. No. It's not judging your father in the village or your aunt in the village. He said the prince of this world. Who is the prince of this world? The one that is running the system of this world. What is the system of this world? It's the system of darkness. And what is darkness? Darkness is anywhere you see the rule and the reign of the evil one. And in that place, you see sickness, you see disease, you see depression, you see frustration, you see fear. He said those things have been judged. So because the judgment has been passed, all you need to do now is implement it. So what has been redeemed must be reclaimed. Your healing has been redeemed. Your prosperity has been redeemed. Your success has been redeemed. Your future has been redeemed. That's why some that I said, because he lives, I can have something that belongs to me, and you don't want my hand to you, you will take it up. Any day your hand they heavy you, you will bring it down. You know something? Whatever is hot today, just calm down. It will get cold one day. Listen, what the word of God has written cannot come to pass until you stand and say the same things that God has said. Listen, the harmony that created the world is that your mouth must say the same thing God is saying about your healing, about your future, about your destiny, about everything that has to do with you, about your marriage. Don't call things what they are. Call them what the word of God called them. Am I talking to you? Don't call things by popular vote. They called it fibroid. Call it fine boy. Let me tell you, Pastor Ben, you will see. I know what I will see. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Don't call it what everybody is calling it. Give it a different name. Am I communicating? I miscarry to carry again. It is carry over to return again. I will not die in this place. Before I die, help will come, because the Spirit of God is inside me. If the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead is in your mortal body, that same Spirit. Stand on your feet. Lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. You know, it comes by fellowship. If it is not written there, it has no right to be in my body. So if I see it in my body, I'll keep chasing it until it goes. If a man dies, will he live again? All the days of my appointed time, shall I wait till my end change comes? If it doesn't come today, I will still wait. I won't give up. Just begin to bless him. His word does not lie. Thank the Holy Spirit that I don't need to convict anybody. He is the one that will convict. I don't need to argue with you. Let's just bless him. 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 Fem Foundation, let's bless him together. See what I just heard? You don't need to convict anybody. It's the job of the Holy Spirit. You don't need to convict anybody. He will do it. He will convict it. So what we're going to do now, by the help of the Holy Spirit, let's just bless him. Let's just bless him. Let's begin from your own, spontaneously, just on your own. If you want to pray in the Spirit, just pray in the Spirit. On your own, let's just come. Let's just bless him.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.